Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host and pop professor, James Lampkin. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across three rounds and 15 questions or clues. Pop Puzzle Music Trivia is the podcast that can be played however you want. You can do it alone, competitively, or collaborate with your friends, family, and colleagues. Our three rounds today will be the year 2012, Super Bowl Halftime, and Hip Hop Chorus Challenge. For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available this episode is 20. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn a bit about pop history, vote in our polls, and share your scores with other players. I love to see everyone that joins in all from over the globe. And today's shout out goes to our players in Ham, Germany. Thank you for tuning in. Also, feel free to pause throughout the game if you need to give yourself a little bit more time to think. As per usual, we'll be going through all the answers at the end of the episode. Get ready and good luck.
Round one.
In round one today, we are traveling back to the year 2012. To paint the picture, this is the year that the Olympics hit London, Britannica stopped printing physical encyclopedias, and the Twilight films came to an end. We have five questions for you, all about the music news of the year 2012, with 1 point available for each correct answer. Question 1. In September 2012, which British band, named for their lead singer, launched their second album with a massive 600,000 copies sold in the USA? Question 2. In May 2012, which singer, known as the Queen of Disco, passed away at age 63? Question 3. In July 2012, South Korean rapper Psy became an internet sensation thanks to which popular song? Question 4. In September 2012, which female-led 90s band reunited to release their first album in 11 years? Question 5. In November 2012, which Australian band, known for hits like Need You Tonight and New Sensation, called it quits after 35 years together? That's it for round one.
Round two.
Round two today is Super Bowl Halftime. It takes a certain level of music star to command the biggest televised stage in the world, performing at the Super Bowl Halftime Show. In this round, you're going to receive five clues about acts who have played the famed halftime show. There is 1 point available for each answer you can correctly pick. Question six. The 1991 Super Bowl halftime show was headlined by this boy band, which features a Wahlberg brother. Question 7. This mother-daughter duo were part of a country-themed lineup for the 1994 Super Bowl halftime show. Question 8. The 1998 Super Bowl halftime show was a tribute to this iconic record label, with performances from Smokey Robinson, The Temptations, and Boyz II Men. Question 9. The 2007 Super Bowl halftime show featured a performance of Purple Rain by this singer, whilst it was actually raining. Question 10. This singer has appeared twice at the halftime show, first for his own headlining spot in 2014, and then again, singing alongside Coldplay and Beyoncé at the 2016 show. That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round 3.
Round 3 is Hip Hop Chorus Challenge. You're about to hear the chorus lyrics of some classic hip hop tracks. But the catch is, they're being read aloud in a different voice than normal. You can get 2 points here, one for correctly picking the song title, and another if you can correctly identify the artist. Let's take a listen to those lyrics. Question 11.
Baby, I'm not always there when you call, but I'm always on time. And I gave you my all, now baby be mine. I'm not always there when you call, but I'm always on time. And I gave you my all, now baby be mine.
Question 12.
I still see your shadows in my room. Can't take back the love that I gave you. It's to the point where I love and I hate you. And I cannot change you, so I must replace you.
Question 13.
And when I'm gone, just carry on. Don't mourn. Rejoice every time you hear the sound of my voice. Just know that I'm looking down on you smiling, and I didn't feel a thing. So baby, don't feel no pain, just smile back.
Question 14.
I'm sorry, Ms. Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologized a trillion times.
Question 15.
Diamond District in the Jag. Certified, you know I'm gang gang. Drop the top and blow the brains, woo. Oh, he's so handsome, what's his name? Oh, I need the dollars, beat it up like piñatas.
That is all of our rounds complete. We're going to be right back after the break to tell you all of the answers. And welcome back. Grab your scorecard. Let's start with the year 2012. Question 1. Mumford and Sons. Their massive sales that year were only beaten by Taylor Swift. Question 2. Donna Summer passed away in May 2012. Question 3. Gangnam Style was the viral hit of the year thanks primarily to its wacky music video. Question 4. No Doubt released Push and Shove in September 2012, their first album since 2001's Rocksteady and their last album to date. Question 5. INXS were the band that finally disbanded in 2012. Continuing on to round 2, Super Bowl Halftime, we gave you clues about some of the famed halftime show performances, and these were the answers that we were looking for. Question 6. New Kids on the Block headlined 1991. Question 7. The Judds were amongst the headlining stars of the country-themed 1994 show. Question 8. Motown was the theme of the 1998 halftime show honoring the 40th anniversary of the legendary music label. Question 9. Prince headlined the 2007 halftime show In the Rain. Question 10. Bruno Mars was the headliner for 2014 and then reappeared for the 2016 show. For our final round today, we played you the chorus lyrics of some hip-hop tracks. Remember, you can grab 1 point for a correct song title and another point for a correct artist. The tracks you were hearing were Question 11, Always on Time by Ja Rule and Ashanti. Question 12, Lucid Dreams by Juice WRLD. Question 13, When I'm Gone by Eminem. Question 14, Miss Jackson by Outkast. And question 15 was I Like It by Cardi B. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum amount of points available in this episode was 20. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. If you happen to be listening on Spotify, you can leave us a comment or vote in the episode poll right now. You can also follow the show on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia, where you can jump on, learn a bit more about pop history, and vote in our polls as well. You can also support the show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. It helps others to discover and enjoy this as well. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is me, and we hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.